Baruch Hashem, at the bottom. Bottom Yuches Min Aleph, the Mishnah pointed out the following. The Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph said that if you kara Seirugin, if you read the Megillah Seirugin, or you read the Megillah Misnamnim. What's Mitnamnim mean?
Falling asleep.
Like Shabbos morning Joshua, right? Shabbos morning Joshua. That's in and out. Okay. So you read Yotze the Megillah. Yotze the Megillah. So what's Seirugin? Rashi says, okay, Yehuda, it's one of those weeks.
Seirugin is like you heard one word, you missed two, or
Seirugin, Rashi writes, Big Gemara Mefarishla. We're going to right now see what Seirugin is, and we'll see this is the implication of this Gemara is a little bit interesting. So says Gemara, Kara Seirugin Yatza. Lo havayade Rabbanan my Seirugin. So where are we? We're at 1, 2, 3. We're 7 lines up from the bottom of Yud Chas Min Aleph. So lo havayade Rabbanan my Seirugin. The rabbis had no clue what Seirugin meant. They didn't know what the word Seirugin meant. So what did they do? Shamuha la'am said the Bei Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the one who codified the Mishnah, the Gadol Hador, the wealthy, the prominent, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had a very famous non-Jewish maidservant. A non-Jewish maidservant, a shifcha.
Oh, okay.
Yachol b'ivrit, I know Yachol b'ivrit. Okay. Hayalo amsa b'anto de Rebbe.
She told him one time about the mice too.
Yeah, she was a lot of things that she like was very, very keen on. Most famously, the Gorn Ksuvis. I think it's Daf Kuftes, but don't quote me on this one. The Gorn Ksuvis, towards the end of Mesach Ksuvis, points out that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was dying, and everybody in the world was davening for him, and he was mamish in tremendous amount of pain. Right, this Gemara is quoted lahalacha in some tshuvos. Right, not to the extreme where you're thinking, but he was in a tremendous amount of pain, and he wasn't dying because everybody was davening. So more or less, I forgot exactly what she did, but she like created a diversion. She made like a loud noise. She threw like she shattered her glass. Everybody stopped for a minute, and in that moment,
destruction.
He died. She felt that, again, he was at the end of his life. The world we live in today, right, and the bills that have been passed, they can overuse or overgeneralize this Gemara.
Don't give him any
We're
answers.
Not going to, but she had some keen sense of Torah, right, Chachma Begoyim Tamin. So they heard her talking, and what was she doing? The Ka'amra, Lehula Rabbanan, right? She was talking to the rabbis. The rabbis, the Havi Aili Paski, the Bei Rebbe, the Rabbanan were coming to visit Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and they're coming in a few at a time, stop, and then a few more at a time. Like, go to visit Rechaim Kanievsky, right? Everybody, pause. So she said to the Tamidim, Ad matay atem nechnasim, Seirugin. Why you guys come in? Seirugin. Now they understand what Seirugin mean. Do a little bit, pause. Do a little bit, pause. Right, so what does Seirugin mean, therefore, when it comes to...
Piska,
good. When it comes to the Megillah, you read the Megillah, a few psukim, take a break, walk around a little bit, and you come back to it. Right, you don't talk. Talking might be a little bit of a big issue, but you stop, you pause, and you do more, stop, pause, you do... That is fine for Megillah. We'll get more into nitty-gritty about this hefsek, this notion of hefsek in general. But that's fine. What we see here, she taught them what Seirugin meant. Lo haviyadana rabbana mai chaloglogos. The rabbis didn't know what this word chaloglogos was. Shamu alam to the Rebbe. They heard her say, the Amr Leila Hugavra, she said to a certain guy, Davakame Vader Papichani, Admatim Atamefazer Chaluglulecha. They, right, what's a chagla? Anyone know?
Chaluglulach.
Right, it's a type of vegetable. So she used this language, and then from that they knew what it meant. Right? Good. Next. Lo haviyadana rabbanan mai sal sala utro memeka. The rabbis didn't know what this pasuk meant. Pasuk in Sefer Mishlei, they didn't know what it meant. Shemul, I'm saying, Rabbi, the havas amra lohu gavra, the hamahapech b'mazye. She saw a guy who was doing his hair. Amra lei ad matay atam misalsel b'sarecha. Until when are you playing with your hair? Therefore, right, they learned what pshat in the pasuk was in Mishlei, that silsul means to play with your hair. Okay? By the way, this Gemara is used in the following scenario. Can we use outside knowledge to understand the pasuk in the Torah?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Or understand halacha. What do I mean? This was brought in. I have this app on my phone. Someone installed it. Someone told me to get it. It's called the Tzaddikim app. This app is Tzaddikim app. It is an app that tells you all the yurt sites, of all the Tzaddikim. So it helps sometimes for a shir. Like tonight, this is helpful. Why is it helpful? In the next few days, it's going to be the Rishol of Rishon's yurt site. The Rishon of Rebbe. Okay, I happened to quote him the first night of Rosh Hashanah this year and the first night of Sukkot this year. But what was he most famous for? Anyone know?
Was he the Tcheles?
Tcheles. Tcheles.
What he thought was Tcheles.
Oh. Right, what he thought was Tcheles. Right? He thought it was a fish, right? I think most disagree with him today. I think, Brian, you went last year, 2 years ago, to the Tcheles place? What? You didn't go to Tcheles, wasn't you? Okay. So he was the one, he wanted to bring it back. He wanted to bring it back. And he brought it back. And again, it's a Hasidish Rebbe. He thought this was what it was. Again, the whole discussion is about a Chilazon. The whole Shaila is about a Chilazon. Right, so he wanted to bring back this notion of the Chilazon. He failed, he did his research, etc. But others rejected it. And part of the rejections are related to the word Chilazon in other languages. Okay? The Gemara says that a Chilazon is b'yaso kidag, but not like a dog. Like, that doesn't mean it's mam kidag. So, doesn't mean it's a fish, it means it's like a fish. Right? So, other, if you look at other languages around the area, chilazon means a snail, or words similar to chilazon means snail. That's one of the proofs that people bring. And how do you know you're allowed to do that? Use a rabbinic literature word to prove something in halacha. This is a Gemara that can support that notion, that you can use outside sources to understand what something means.
But Rashi all the time said, Bela'az, like this.
Yeah.
He uses it a lot.
Yeah, so I'm not sure Rashi's bringing a proof in halacha.
No.
Right, he's translating the word. Yeah. He's saying that this animal in French is this. Mm-hmm. He's not saying that he's working from Hebrew to French. We're saying now you can work from French to Hebrew, right? That's a little bit challenging. And you see this Gemara, Amsi Rebbe, she's not Jewish. She did this over and over again, and the rabbis, right, the great rabbis, were agreeing with what she was doing.
But there's already foreign words in Tanakh. Even in the Megillah, for sure.
Right, we've discussed this. Yeah. In the Megillah itself, Achashtar Pinei, and then we have in the Torah itself, at the end of Parshas, Vayetze, you have Yagar Shahadusa. You have other psukim that, does that mean it becomes Hebrew? It's a good question. Okay, so now, Lo Havi Yadi Rabbana Mai Hashlech Al Hashem Yahavcha V'hu Yichal Kelecha. They didn't know what this pasuk meant. Amar Rabbi Barachana is in the Chada Havazil the Bahadid Hautaya. Rabbi Barachana said, I was once hanging out with a Taya is a Arab sailor, the Kadarinan Tuna, and he was like carrying a burden. Amar Leish Kol Yahavcha. He said to me, give me your Yahav. What's a Yahav? A burden. Yeah. Give me your package. Vishadi Agamale, and I'll put it on my camel. So now you know that it means Hashlech al Hashem Yahavcha, that give Hashem your burdens, meaning, and Hashem will take care of you. Hashem will sustain you. It's an expression of bitachon. Lo haviyadana rabbanan v'tate b'matata hashmed shamul amzi the Rebbe yidahavas amr the chaver tashkol tatate v'tate b'ese. Take the matate. What's a matate? What?
A broom.
A broom. A broom and sweep up the house itself. Okay, so five different psukim the rabbis didn't understand, four from the Rebbe, one was from an Arab sailor, and they helped us understand pshat in pasuk. Okay, Tanarban, kara seirugin, you read it seirugin yatsa. Now the issue here in the Gemara that we're going to deal with right now is a very important issue. The issue is an issue of hefsek. I am in the middle of Shema, and I have to go to the facilities. So, is that a hefsek? Is that a hefsek? Right? Do I have to start again when I come back, or do I start where I come back where I left off? The same thing for Shemona Esrei. There are instances where it is permitted to stop in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. And right,
full
and
then like
Beta Kise, yeah. If one has to
empty
yourself, throw up, you know, things something like that, you can stop in the middle.
Screaming.
Your kid is screaming. Also, you're right. If your kid is screaming, you should not continue diving Shemona Esrei. You should take your child. Don't talk. What?
I need to learn this.
You move.
Yeah, you can move. Yeah. Okay. I think it's a common misconception that you can't, right? So you're actually allowed to move. Let's say you don't have a sitter. It's Rosh Chodesh tonight. You don't have a sitter. Like, you know what? I'm in the middle of first bracha, or I finished first bracha. I'm like, I think it's better if I have a sitter tonight, right? I might mess up. You can walk over and get a sitter.
And what the words you always say, Nedava? What are they?
Considered? No. It's a kosher tefillah. It's a regular tefillah. It's just a misconception. Right? I think we're trained so well. Yeah, do anything. No, you're allowed to. In fact, some sorim say that, let's say you have a shaila in the middle related to, I'm not sure, was that yotze, was it not yotze? If you can look, if you know exactly where you're looking, not if you're going to peruse around the chayotam, then whatever. In other words, no. But if you know, I know, it's simen kuftal in the Shulchan Aruch. Like, I can look it up and go back to it.
It says, enom dinit pale ela mitoch halacha psuka. So you don't even have...
No, that means before davening. That Mishnah refers to before davening. I'm talking middle Shema Esrei.
Isn't there a statement about even if there's a snake wrapped around your legs?
Hefsek, yeah. So actually, it's going to come up in the Rishonim in a second, okay? So, Karas Seirusin lo yatsa. Seirusin, here's Lemafreya retroactively. So if you read the Megillah out of order, no good. We've said that before. Rab Muna Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Muna says the name Rabbi Yehuda. Af Beseirugin, even if you read it Seirugin, we just said beforehand, you read a few psukim, took a break, chilled out, went outside, came back in. Your Yotze, if you finish the Megillah in order. No, Rab Muna says no. Im Shaha Kadei Ligmor Skula Chos LeRosh. If you paused long enough to finish, that you would finish the entire Megillah, then you're not Yotze. If you took a pause, you read the first parak, mm-hmm. Then you went for a walk around the block. Mm-hmm. If that walk around the block took you long enough that you'd be able to read the entire Megillah in that time, you're not Yotze. Okay? Im shahar shahar kedei ligmor skula. Am Rav Yosef, halachik Rabbi Muna, sh'am Mishim Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Yosef paskins, right? What do we know about Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes were both blind. They're both blind. The Gemara in different places.
Say again the name.
Rav Yosef.
Rav Yosef and Rav
Sheshet. Sumim. Okay.
Sumim.
Yeah. Sumim. A plural Sumim. I don't know. Okay. Arali Abai. The Rav Yosef. Kedei ligmar eskula mehecha dekai leseifa udilma meresha leseifa. Now listen to this question. Now how do we determine kedei ligmar eskula? I have to wait long enough to finish the whole thing. Now, what does that mean? I am in between the first and second parak. So how long does it take me to finish the rest of the Megillah at that point?
Pretty long.
25 minutes.
Pretty long. 25 minutes. Yeah. Okay. Now I am between, there are 9 parakim in the Megillah, am I correct? Yeah. 10 parakim in the Megillah. I'm between 9 and 10 right now.
Ten
and then
takes,
I take a break.
Takes
3 psukim. So yeah. Then I take a break. So how long would it take me to finish those 3 psukim?
3 seconds. 3 minutes.
A minute.
A minute.
Extra kavana, 2 minutes. If they're reading it back to you, 2 minutes maybe. So is it, the Gemara wants to know right now, is it like when we say Seirugin, you have to wait as to long as you finish it. So what is that shiur? Is that shiur depends on what you're up to? Right, from where you ended? Or no. or is it always the same amount? It's always going to be 28 minutes to finish the Megillah, right? How do you determine what that amount of time is?
Is that the same machlokas which you want to ask, right?
By this? What do you mean?
Yeah, this.
I think the logic's going to be the same, yeah. Amar le me reisha l'seifa. The Gemara says very strongly and emphatically, with no argument here, the shiur of kedei ligmor kula is the whole thing, whether you're between prakim 9 and 10 or 1 and 2. Why not? Why is that? Dimke nesata dvrecha l'shiurin. Otherwise, what would happen? You're making it subjective. It all depends on what you're up to. That's making the halacha very dependent. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to halacha, we don't like doing that. When it comes to halacha, things need to be very objective. We have objective terms and we have objective times. The time is as long as it takes somebody to finish the entire Megillah, regardless of what you're up to. Amar bi Abba bar Amar Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav Halacha Rabbi Muna Ushmuel Amar Ein Halacha Rabbi Muna. So it's machlokes here between Rabbi between Rav and Shmuel whether he paskin like this opinion about Megillah. Do we paskin this way? Besura Masnuhachi B'Humadisa Masnuhachi. In Surah they said this is the machlokes that between Rav and Shmuel, that Shmuel says you don't paskin this way, and Rav says you do. In Pumbadisa, we say the other way. Amarav Kahana, Amarav, Halachik Rabbi Muna. Ushmol Amar, Ein Halachik Rabbi Muna. Rabibi Masni Ifra, Rabibi Amar, Ein Halachik Rabbi Muna. Ushmol Amar, Halachik Rabbi Muna. Rabibi says, no. We say Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Muna, and Rav does not paskin like Rabbi Muna. Amarav Yosef, Nakut, to Rabibi Biyadcha. Rav Yosef says that we follow the Mesorah. So it was an unclear Mesorah. Of which Rebbe, Rav and Shmuel, paskin like who? It was unclear. So Rav Yosef says we say that Rabibi's Mesorah is the right Mesorah. How do we know this? Because of Shmuel. Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Muna because he is always concerned about the Das Yachid. He's always concerned about that one opinion against the many. What is his example here? Ditanan. Okay, we're going to left field right now. We're going to Yibum. Okay, what basic halachas for Yibum? If a husband and wife are married, and lo aleinu, the husband dies and they have no children, right? Then the brother, who's of age, right, can marry.
Has to.
Can. Doesn't have to. You could do chalitza or Yibum, right?
She's going to do. He has to. If he doesn't want, then she's got like this punishment of like spitting in the...
Well, it's chalitza. It's not a punishment. Yeah. It's not a punishment. Today we only do chalitza. It very rarely comes up. It does come up in 9/11. It came up a few times where some chalitzas needed to be done. I think Rabbi Yudin was involved in one of them. So now listen to the following scenario. Shomeres Yabam Shekidesh Achiv Es Achosa. Okay? You have a woman whose brother died. Husband died.
Her sister.
Her husband died. But while... Let's read Rashi. Sorry. It's Machlokas Rashi also. So I don't want to... Rashi says like this. Shomeres Yavam, third line. Mitzape liyavma. Shomeres Yavam means she's waiting to become...
Yavama.
To engage with him, and therefore they'd be married. U'mitzvah begadol liyabim. And that's the mitzvah. Ba'echad, mitzvah is the oldest brother gets first dibs. Ba'echad mina achim v'kidesh esachosa shal yevama achar shenafla ha'yevama lifnehem. So, the brother, this guy died, and before this woman could do yibum with the brother, this brother got engaged to her sister.
Engaged.
Kidesh.
Kidushin.
Not Nisuin.
Okay.
Okay. So they didn't. So now, what's. Kidesh ota velo kitares ota. Bili Nisuin. Okay. Okay.
So now she's not permitted to him anymore.
So what do we say in this scenario? Right? What do we say in this scenario? Do we say that the kiddushin that they did was was not kosher, right? Like what's the status of that kiddushin? This is the way Rashi understands the case, that they did kiddushin after she was already a shemeres yavam. So what happens in this scenario? So Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira said, Amru, Omrim lo hamtein, ad shiya yase achicha hagadol maisa. What should you do? You have to wait.
Oh, so it's not him. It's his brother, no?
What?
His brother was supposed to do Yibum. And
sorry, there's more than one brother.
Oh,
more than one brother.
Okay.
There's one brother does kiddushin with this with his
the
her sister.
The Shomeret Yabam was indebted to the big one.
That's ideal. One? Yeah, that's ideal.
Okay.
That's ideal.
And it's the older one who was engaged in the meantime.
No, so it seems like it's a younger brother.
Yeah.
So no. It says Rashi like this: Achi yasa chicha gadol maisa biyavamto olachlos oliyabim. So this other brother can't do anything. He's not allowed to do anything. Until they figure out, the oldest brother figures out what he wants to do with this woman,
yeah.
Yibum or chalitza. Avo beod hayivama lifnei kulan lachnots oliyabim harehi lekol echad ki ishto aizesikas yibum vaser bachosa mishum achos isha. Right. So, what's going on here? So, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, really what's here is a very tricky situation. It's very tricky because really the way he understands it is that this woman now is like a shemeres yabam to each and every one of the brothers. Right? To every single one at the same time. She has, it's called Zika. Zika means there's a connection, mm-hmm. or there's a kesher between her and every one of the brothers.
Yeah.
If that's true, then Vaser Bachosa, then a brother can't marry two sisters. So at this moment, this is the tricky moment. Mishum achosisha, because that's, you can't marry your wife's sister. Dekasavar yesh zika v'afilu betray. Pechoshin v'chad. V'pligi rabban alav ha'amri ho'ov v'shnei achen hein. Ein zikasim yuchedes lios mutelas al achameham lios ki ishto muter bachosa. The rabbanon here argue on this case. And they say, no, since he did kiddushim with this other woman, he can marry her. He can marry her. It's not a problem because by him doing this, it shows that he has zika to her. He's putter. He's exempt from doing yibum chalita with her. And it's up to his older brother to figure out what he wants to do with this woman. So, but the Rabbi Huda ben Meseira over here is saying, no, we need to figure out first. This couple's on pause until this woman who just became an amana figures out what's going to happen next. Okay?
Why is the condition even found?
It's a good question.
There's like a semi-something going on.
So, Kiddushin, according to, I think, Rabbi Paskin, Kiddushin, Shirley's asking a very good question. Very often we say, if it's an Isser, right, then Kiddushin is not even Chal. Mm. If somebody tries to Mekadesh somebody they're not able to marry, right, so now it's tricky. It depends on what the Isser is. If it's an Isser Lav, Kiddushin is Tofes. Kiddushin does take effect. Nisuin doesn't. But Kiddushin is tofes. Chayv Ikrisus and Chayv Mises based in or not. Okay? That's a machlokas, whatever, in Shas. So this is the Kiddushin lav. So that maybe that's why what's going on over here in this situation. That's the way Rashi reads this Gemara. Tosvos understands the Gemara in, again, we're not holding in Yevamos right now, but in a more mitstaver way, in a more logical way, maybe, I don't know if it fits with the words better, but Tosvos understands the following. Look at Tosvos on the side over here. Shekidesh achiv es achosa, dafka kidesh, omrim loham temi lisa, dekeben deino adayin el arusa, nirishinose achos kukaso, avalnasa ishto gemurahi. Vein tzarech lahamtein da'apaka zika lagamre. Right? So he says it's dafka kiddushin, but if they were fully married, then this would not even be a shayla according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. They can be married. It's not a problem at all. V'dafka kiddush achar nefila. This only works, right, if the kiddushin was done after the guy died. Avakodim the filah shel ha'isa achos the kukasa b'shas kiddushin. Fine. So everybody agrees it happened after the guy died. Rabbi Yehuda, then Tosas just adds that if the only machlokas here is did it happen afterwards. But if she would have kiddushin beforehand, definitely according to Tosfos, it wouldn't be a problem. You could argue the Rashi disagrees because it doesn't say this, but it's not so clear. But Tosfos points out that if the kiddushin was done before this husband died, lo alinu, then this brother can marry the sister and go through with everything according to everybody. But what do you see? Why do we bring up this case? We brought up this case to prove that Shmuel, in general, paskins like the Das Yachid. So what do you see then? That Shmuel must paskin like Rabbi Muna, right? Who's Rabbi Muna? Rabbi Muna is the one that said that when it comes to Seirugin, right, if you waited, you read part of the Megillah, then you waited Kedei Ligmor Skula, you are not Yotze, okay? You are not Yotze. Now, we don't paskin this way. When it comes to Megillah, it is clear, I think it's tough for each tzaddik, it's clear that we paskin that you do not need to wait. Even if you waited that long time, you are still Yotze, your halacha, no matter what, okay? That is the halacha over here. However, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara in Brachos points out the following scenario. The Gemara says, Daf Kaf Kaf Aleph in Mesechus Brachos, that if somebody probably had some type of illness and was in the middle of Shmones, right? And there was Mei Raglayim, urine, that was Shoseis Dein Raglav, that was, you know, going down his leg. The Gemara there says, "Im shaha kadei ligmoras kula." If he had to go clean himself off and come back, right? He can't daven at that point. Mm-hmm. He can't daven. Mm-hmm. So, if he comes back, and it took him long enough to daven a whole Shmoneh Esrei, he has to start from the beginning. But if he wasn't shaha kadei ligmoras kula, then you start from the beginning of the bracha.
So, even though you are karaglav and everything.
Yes. So if that person we're talking about that had to throw up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Comes back and it took him 2 minutes, 3 minutes, yeah. He starts at the beginning of the bracha that he left off at. So now the Rishonim asks the following question. What's the difference? By Megillah, we don't paskin shal kadei ligmar skula. But by Tefillah, we do. Why is that? What's the difference?
It should be Gzera Shavah.
What's the difference between these cases? I'd say more in a more fair way. What's the difference between these two cases over here, right? Right.
One is for yourself. One is for others. Argument.
One is for yourself. One is for others. What do you mean?
No, it's
Megillah. Well
Megillah is for yourself. It's also the halachas for yourself.
Also, yeah.
Yeah. So, By the way, Rashmanes were very machmir, right? I feel Melech Shol B'Shlomo. Somebody comes over to you and says hello. You can't say hello to them.
What happened with Yoshke?
Right, or we have if you have a snake around your leg. No, you can't. Poisonous snake is a different story. You can't stop. Right, we're very very machmir, you know, as opposed to. So what's the difference over here? So it's machlok Yerushonim. The Rif paskins that it's a din in tefillah. It's tefillah versus everything else. Tefillah is unique in that there can't be any hefsekos. Kidei ligmor skula. It's a unique halacha when it comes to the world of tefillah. Tefillah is amidu lefnei Hashem. Tefillah is special. Korban, whatever you want to say, something along those lines, it's different. And since it's different, you have your halacha there, kidei ligmor skula. We know Pascha like Rabbi Muna and our Gemara, right? As opposed to Megillah, Shema, etc. Okay? The Sar Mikutzi, one of the more obscure, not quoted so often, Rishonim, says a little bit differently. He says it's not a din tefillah versus not tefillah. Why is the halacha by this case, right, about the case with the urine, why is that unique? Because at the time when the person had to stop, it was usher for them to daven. They couldn't daven. So since they couldn't daven, in that moment, then they're pater, right? Then they have the halacha of kadei v'gemar skula. But theoretically, if they just stopped for a different reason, not for a reason that they would be usher to daven, they wouldn't have the halacha kadei v'gemar skula. It's important nafkamina between the sar mikutzi and the rif, right? How do we paskin in this scenario? So it's a machlokes, Shulchan Aruch and Rama. Okay? Machlokes, Shulchan Aruch, Rama. So the Shulchan Aruch says it just very clearly. He just says, B'chol makom, right? He said, B'chol makom, this is Kuf Dalet Hey. B'chol makom sheposek, anytime you stop, Im shaha kadei ligmor eskula, chozer l'rosh. You have to go back. If you stopped for a different reason, you just go back to the beginning of the bracha. You stopped in the first three, again related to if you got mashi baruch megashem, it's considered like it's like a different type of hefsek. And in the end, by the first three are a unit, and the last three are also a unit. In the last three too, if you messed up, you don't go to Lao Kulam or Sim Shalom, you have to go back to Ritzei also.
Also, Rabbi, sometime I wonder during Shmon Ha'esra, I think about something else. So I went to Rabbi, I asked him, what should I do? I don't remember where I stopped, you know. Sometimes you wonder in thoughts and, well, where I was. He told me, go to the last bracha that you remember that you said.
Right. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
And continue from there.
Yeah. If you don't know where you're up to.
I just thought about something else. And
right, that's the story of Rav Shudran. Remember that? Should we repeat the story? I don't think I said it at Shab Shudrash. I don't think so, right?
No, it's... He's...
I said it at Shir Beer and Barbecue, I think, a few years ago. Rav Shudran tells the story. Rav Shalom Shudran was like the Magi Rishalayim. That he tells the story. Okay, regards. So he was once davening... He was once traveling in Machin Yehuda. He's a beautiful shuk. And he's experiencing all of Chai Yisrael, Mamish, it's beautiful, all the colors and the sounds and the smells. And in the middle of nowhere, someone punches him in the ribs. He's like, what's going on? And he continues and he goes on and on and on. And again, someone punches him again. Right? Next thing he knows, he like opens up his eyes. And he's in the base medrash. He's Navi Mincha. Right? Slach Lanu. Right. So again, that probably didn't happen to him. It's probably like a beautiful mashal that he expressed. That we can get so lost. So then the Shulchan Aruch points out over here just something important, that if you talk in Shmon Esrei, it's not like this rule. If somebody talks in Shmon Esrei, then that's worse. And you would have to go back to the beginning of the bracha automatically, and sometimes very likely go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Right? That's very different. And obviously, if one, like tomorrow morning, if somebody forgot Yalav Yavo, right, you'd have to either go back to Ritzei, if you remember the Melchizedek Esrei, or go back and you have to do it over, you lose the tefillah. Important tshuva to point out. Ramosha has a tshuva, it's a very small tshuva, where let's say you said Ritzei, you forgot Yalav Yavo, then you said Vesechazen and Yenim Shivchal Tzim Rachamim. Brachat Hashem, Amachzer Shchinasu Letzion. Pause. You didn't say modem yet. You're right there in the middle, the space between. Do you say, what do you do then? And you have to say Yalav Yavo, what do you do? Or Moshe Paskins, you should say Yalav Yavo right then. Right? Don't say Vesechazen afterwards. Just say it right there, right in the middle. You got it. If you said the word modem, you got to do it say again. Nothing to it. But in that, you could... In that moment, you can say Yalav Yavo. That is effective. So that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama says in Samechei, Simel Samechei is Hilchos Kriyat Shema. He says in Hilchos Kriyat Shema the following: Kares Erugim. When it comes to Shema, right? Shema, he does write. There's the Shulchan Aruch writes. There is a din of Kesha Kadei Ligmoris. Cool. So even by Shema. If I, three paragraphs of Shema, you took a break, you took a walk, right? You walked around the house, and you took breaks, and you finished Shema, even if you waited, Kadei Ligmor Eskula, for Shema, what is that, 4 minutes? You're still Yotze, for Shema. Very clear. That's the Shulchan Aruch, L'shitaso. He says, Tefillah, Shmon Esrei, is different than everything else. The Rama says no. Yesh omer dim haya anas vehifsik kedei gemar eskula chozer l'rosh. The Rama argues in his machmir over here. He says no. If you were ones, if it's out of your control, you still got to be chozer l'rosh over here. V'achi nahug misharina inyan hashia l'fi akore lo l'fri ro b'nei adam. And you also, this is important, and I'll tell you why in a second. How do you determine the time of Shema? It's not objective, it's subjective, based on how long it takes you to read your personal Shema. Okay, so again, it's a cause to read Shema a little bit slower because it's going to become a kula later on. If you read it slower now, it's helpful anyway. I'll tell you, maybe this is where a friend of mine, this probably happened 16-17 years ago. The following scenario. I once gave a chabura in the Kol HaElyon. I was in the Kol HaElyon YU. You had to give chaburas in front of your peers, but also in front of Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Rosenzweig, and Rabbi Charlap.
No pressure.
And sometimes, and Rabbi Reese used to come also. Rabbi Charlap was retired when I was there, so he used to come all the time. And then Rabbi Reese used to come. He was always invited, so he was the head of Reitz for that like 4-year period. So one of my chaburas was on the issue of Toch Kedei Dibur, halachic time. That was my topic, Toch Kedei Dibur. So we just passed Aseres Mechuva. So in Aseres Mechuva, you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh, right? So let's say you said HaKel HaKadosh, and then similar to like, right, Yal V'Yavo, you have, right, Toch Kedei Dibur, which is about 3 to 4 seconds, to, right, time to say Shalach Rabbi Mori, to change, right? If you said Ata to say Ata Chonin, you're done. You know, throw the flag out. You got to start from the beginning. No, nothing doing. So, a friend of mine told me he was in a different yeshiva. I spoke it out with a few of my friends. I called one of my friends. He was learning in Queens, and he told me that morning, mamish, right? It was an older minion, an elderly gentleman was davening for the Amud, and he said Akel HaKadosh, and he didn't continue, but he didn't correct himself right away. It took him about like 9-10 seconds, right? And then he said HaMelech HaKadosh, and he went on. So the Rav, who was a prominent Rosh Hashiva, Paskin, it's fine. And he said it's subjective, not objective. Mm-hmm. Right, which is not so clear. If you learn the halachos of Kel HaKadosh and Melech HaKadosh by themselves, it doesn't seem to be like that, but it could be it's based on something over here, or it could be Tircha Tzibur. It could be that we will be Mekel also, definitely. People have to go to work, people have to go places. It's not, I think it's a challenge. Someone asked me that, what would I do over here recently? You had it here?
Yeah, it happened here.
I'm sure it happened. I mean, this, yeah. I mean, the minute you go to, people are like barely awake.
No, this was Mincha.
It was
Mincha one day.
Okay, yeah, so.
I went there, he went back to the Yom Shavuot, sorry.
Yeah, I think at Mincha, people are already around, and you're waiting for Marv anyway. That would be my logic. Like, in the morning, when if people are going to miss a train, and I don't know, I didn't have time to look it up. If they said the Ata Kadosh, then I think nothing you could do. You have to go back. I said Atachonin, but if you you had that longer pause, there's what to say. There's definitely what to say.
What's so maybe exactly comes from meaning this person might.
This person probably takes longer to say the words. Yeah, might.
But wouldn't you already know that because he said the bracha already? So
you're right. You already have the. You're right. I hear. But there, you can argue. You can argue. Yeah. Queens. Okay. It's Queens. Okay. It's a Heter Queens. Heter Queens. Queens is an anomaly unto itself. We'll leave it at that. So, okay, we will stop here for tonight. We discussed tonight Seirug and Seirusin. We discussed learning from non-Torah sources, and that is a fascinating Amsa Debe Rebbe, the godless of her. And we discussed Shag Kedei Ligmar Eskula, and we got into a little taste of Yevamos tonight with the Shemeres Yabam that was Kiddush Achiv Zachosa. After she became a Shemeres Yabam. Wish everybody a wonderful week. We'll continue. The Medrash says that Lasid Lavo, Cheshvan is going to be the month where the base of Mikdash is going to be finished to be built. It's not the first time it happened already, the first base of Mikdash, but then they didn't celebrate. in Cheshvan. They waited till Tishrei, the year after, 11 months later. So Cheshvan complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not fair, give us a holiday, right? People are going to be angry about me. Oh, we're happy. We're getting back to the normal schedule. But like, people are going to be angry, you know? So he said, in the future, it's going to be rebuilt in Cheshvan, and we're going to celebrate the building of the Beis Mikdash. In Heru Menu, Amen, in Cheshvan. Have a great week.